Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. And now, play ball. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger strikes out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno takes first base on ball four. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Cedeno steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Wayne Garrett now playing second base. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matlack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett misplays the ball. That's an error on Garrett. Metzger moves to third. Cedeno moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a pop-up into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Watson moves to third. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up towards the mound. Matlack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 1 in the game. Dierker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cedeno hits a pop-up into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. May reaches second base with a double. Wynn moves to third. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 1 in the game. Matlack hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matlack for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Helms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Howard reaches second base with a double. There goes Helms trying to get to home. Mays throws the ball into Harrelson, who relays the ball to Dyer, who tags Helms, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 2 in the game. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howard moves to third. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Dierker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cedeno hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Cedeno reaches second base with a double. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cedeno moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cedeno scores. Wynn moves to third. It's 1-0, Astros. Danny Frisella now pitching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Watson takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Helms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wynn scores. May moves to third. Watson moves to second. It's 2-0, Astros. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fregosi strikes out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metzger moves to second. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Wynn is walked intentionally. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzger scores. Wynn moves to second. It's 3-0, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Wynn moves to third. 2 outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 4 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Dierker covering, for the out. 1 out. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Danny Frisella. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 3, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.